Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
I recently watched an episode of the PBS series Nature titled Woodpeckers the Whole Problem. That was with hole spelled H-O-L-E. Robert Stewart listed 7 species of woodpeckers in his book Breeding Birds of North Dakota from 1975. Downy, hairy, red-headed, red-bellied, yellow-billed sapsucker, yellow-shafted flicker, red-shafted flicker, and pileated woodpecker. I assume most everyone's familiar with at least a few of these woodpeckers, but I suspect little thought is given to the importance of these birds in the community, particularly forests and woodlands. Woodpeckers may be considered keystone species in these communities. A keystone species can be loosely defined as a species that is an important component to the community and has a disproportionately large effect on it. So if the woodpecker populations are doing well, there's a good chance that other forest species are also doing well. As such, identifying and protecting keystone species can help ecologists preserve and conserve the communities. Woodpeckers, of course, feed largely on insects, spiders, and the like. As such, they help keep those populations in check. And pileated woodpeckers are particularly fond of carpenter ants. If you see some sawdust-like material at the base of a tree, it's a good indication that carpenter ants are active there. And seeing large, deep, oval excavations on the tree trunk and wood chips on the ground at the base of the tree are signs that the pileated woodpeckers have been after them. As most everyone knows, woodpeckers excavate cavities in the trees for nesting. And those cavities, perhaps with a little upgrading, may be subsequently used by a wide range of species of animals. Although we may not think of house wrens as cavity nesters, along with a long list of other birds that rely on cavities for nesting includes tree swallows, chickadees, nuthatches, kestrels, and screech owls, as well as wood ducks, hooded mergansers, buffleheads, and golden eyes. It's been estimated that somewhere around 20% of all bird species use cavities for nesting or roosting. So the next time you see a woodpecker, give some thought to their importance to community structure, function, and diversity. And if you're planning some spring cleaning, including taking out some dead or dying trees, consider, if you can, leaving them for the woodpeckers and all the other species that benefit from them. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.